Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you guys can hear me. This is Crutch, and I'm in here hosting for Joe Gray. Let me get it together. I don't know. Somebody hit the one button. I don't know if I can be heard. Like 15 callers there. Time. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you guys can hear me. Let me get somebody on here that can tell me. 6167. Tell me if if you hear me.
Yeah, Crunch, you can be heard. We hear you. It's Waller.
You hear me? I'm good?
Yeah. Hey, you're real good, loud and clear.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to come right back to you. Just let me give a little introduction, and I'll come right back to you.
All right.
All right. Thank you, bro. All right. Well, you guys know we're going through some hard times and some crazy times and some things we probably didn't see or foresee for our lifetime. But in any case, we've grown. We got to deal with it. We got to be strong for our kids. We got to be strong for our family members and our friends. We got to be strong for the future. So we can't let it get us down. And we're drag racers, so we've been through tough times. We know how it is. You blow that motor, you go rebuild, you come back stronger. But nowadays, you know, it's hard. And people are losing family members, people are losing friends, and a lot of people are dying. So the death toll numbers are real, whether it's a conspiracy theory, whether they planted this stuff on us, whatever the case may be, it's real. So I urge everybody to stay strong, stay healthy, enjoy life as best you can, social distance, stay away from people, use your mask when you can, and just eat well, eat better, get better, eat healthy, because now I'm down to 198. I was 217 last year this time. I'm down to 198. And I'm still not eating correctly, but I'm eating better. So the pandemic is not going to slow me down, and I'm not afraid. I'm ready to keep it moving. So we got drag racing going on. Joe hit me last minute, so you know I'm not prepared, but I'm here, and I'm not afraid. I know how to tackle this thing and keep it moving. A lot of races on. It tells me on my computer I have 21 callers. So be patient with me because I haven't done this in a long time. And Joe gave me a little rundown, and it was good information, and here I am. I'm rocking. So I'm from New Jersey. I'm Crunch. Used to be the crew chief for Legend Killer. Rest in peace. Big Kid, rest in peace. John SQ, Roger, and whoever else in this drag racing game that we lost over the years, rest in peace, because racing's going to stay with us no matter what to the day we die. You know, and if you're a racer at heart, you understand what I'm saying, because racing is what we do. We love it. So I'm gonna open up a couple of these mics now, and let me hear. You know, tonight we don't want to do any arguing. We want to love each other, understand what kind of position we're in as people, black people, white people, Chinese, whatever you are. We're in a situation that we just never, you know, we never understood that this could happen in our lifetime. But tonight, we're going to talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. Just keep in mind that we're fighting to live. So we don't need to argue. We don't need to fight. We don't need to fuss. All right? I'm going to open up the same line. I just had 6167. Your mic is hot.
Crunch. Right now, Crunch, I'm just listening, man. In fact, I got all the cars ready to go. But I'm
okay.
Like you. With this virus out here, I'm not trying to go to the track.
Right. Yeah, because it could be dangerous.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to open up with some more mics, and, hang on. We're going to try to have fun for this hour, all right?
All right.
All right, buddy. 7196, your mic is hot.
7196.
You just listening?
Yes, just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to figure out how do I find, bear with me, brother, how do I find the ones who, okay, I have a lot of numbers here, a lot of 631 and 973. Okay, so if they want to talk, they'll press 1. If you want to talk, press 1. If not, I'm going to keep talking. Okay, I guess when they press 1, I'll see somebody jump up. Okay, I got one here. Let me see what they're talking about here. I'm going to put you back on hold. Hey, thank you. All right, 9355. Your mic is hot.
Hey, Crunch, it's just Cliff, man. I'm just signing in so I, you know, can get in the queue early before you get all busy there in your board.
Okay.
Like, how's everybody?
What's up, Cliff? How are you?
Ain't nothing to it, man. Welcome back to the show again. You did a great job the last time. I'm sure you'll hit a home run this go-round as well. Just don't listen to two or three of the motherfuckers out there in radio land. They real chocolate chip cookies out there, man. You know, real crunchy.
Right. I can dig it, bro. Well, how you holding up with this pandemic, man?
You know what? As steady as I can. You know, I move around mildly, you know, just for the essential things. You know, I don't stray off too far. Even though I would if I had to, I just take it slow, you know, because there's nothing I could do, you know.
Right.
There's not a daggone thing I could do, you know. I'm not gonna go against it, and I'm not gonna panic and freak the hell out of it all at the same time. I'm just gonna do what I could do until I can't do no more. How about you? You good?
Yeah, actually, you know, I have asthma real bad, even though I haven't had a situation since I was younger. But the fact that I have it just makes me a little weary about doing certain things or taking too many risks. So if it's not food,
well, you should.
Or going to get some medicine.
You
Yeah. I've been in the house since March 12th. On and off. So I'm hanging in there.
Okay. You know, I believe the cavalry is gonna come out with, you know, some remedies, you know, real soon. You know, some approved remedies, not the damn disinfectant or that other shit, you know, that malaria shit. You know, some real shit. You know?
Right. Okay. All right. Well, Joe did. It's about, man, I got about 20-something callers now, and nobody's hitting them.
Just leave them open. Once you hit the one button, just leave them open. If they want to mute themselves, they could punch. Once you bring them in, just leave them in.
All right, that'll work. Joe did tell me to tell everybody that there's no racing this weekend. So...
Okay.
His whatever show, whatever he was planning or whatever somebody was planning around him, that's not happening because they're not opening up yet. It's too soon, so they don't want to take any risk. That's what I was told to tell the people because, you know, I wasn't planning on going anywhere anyway, and it's my birthday weekend, but I definitely wasn't going to go anywhere because I think it's a little too soon just for me and my mental state, you know?
Well, you know what? I ain't going to sit here and tell that lie. Them doors would have been open. You know, if my equipment is able and ready, and I'm ready and able, you know, which as of now, God bless me, I am, I would have been there. You know, but, you know, it's not there. It's not open. Listen, from this point on, for whoever's listening, the hell with you. Because I didn't jump, and, you know, I didn't jump hoops, you know, to go out there and engage twice, you know. So I'm not going to do that anymore until the coast is clear. You know, and I ain't gonna keep burning candles on both ends for nothing, you know, because health is important. I get it. Health is important. So whoever thinks I didn't think it was, you know, that's what you think. But I always feel that way. Health is important, you know. Other jokers out there in Darlington and beyond getting it in, bro. They're getting in, man. I'm like, man, ain't this shit.
Yeah. I saw that, and I also saw that a lot of people didn't have masks on, and they definitely weren't social distancing. So that was kind of disturbing to see.
Crunch, when you go to a barbecue and that beer starts slinging and the grill starts swinging and all that stuff, man, unfortunately, that's what we do. I'm not going to say it's a good thing, but, you know, if you know the genetic makeup of certain, you know, situations, that's what you're going to get, you know. So if anybody plans on going to them tracks and you're weak and weary, stay away, you know, because everybody has that option. You don't got to go. You don't have to go. You know, that's one good thing about life. There is choices, you know.
Right.
Like
I just have to put this disclaimer out there real quick for whoever's listening. We do not condone street racing because street racing is illegal. So with that disclaimer, I'm going to speak on a particular street race that happened the other night and a little controversy. You know what I'm talking about, Cliff?
Yeah, I certainly do.
Right. So someone was stipped. If you get in my lane and I have to cut gas, you lose the money. And what actually happened was the young man got gapped from home, 7-8 car lengths the entire race, and the guy, as he was entering the finish line, veered over so he could make sure he cleared the curve. And the young man behind him, who was losing by 7-8 car lengths, decided to use the cut gas excuse so he wouldn't have to pay off. Now, here's the question. We watched all the video footage. We heard all the stuff you can hear. He never cut gas. So that was a lie. He did not have to cut gas, especially not 7-8 car lengths behind somebody that is, you know, ahead of you. So now my question to you guys is, does that take away his credibility when it comes to this game we play? I need to know. What you think, Cliff?
Well, listen. Unfortunately, and the guy, he's a reputable, a well-known person. I don't say reputable. He's well-known, and he engages, you know.
Right.
But on this go on this go round, I'm going to just simply say, you fucked up, bro. You know, you
right,
fucked
right,
up
okay,
and you
okay.
lost. You know, I mean, right. I'm going to keep it clear and blank and simple because, you know, once somebody else hit the one button, they'll probably go into it a little deeper. But, oh, boy, definitely did drop the ball. He fucked up. You know, listen, Crunch, from the time I raced you and, you know, you beat the brakes off me, you know, and whoever else raced me and beat the brakes off me, listen, take your losses like you take your wins. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You
know, right.
Look at it like, you know, you won, you won. You lost, you lost. It's that simple.
Right,
and
right.
You,
I respect that. I respect that. I got I'm going to open up this mic. I'm going to open up this mic now. 6497, your mic is hot.
Hey, what's up? Good evening, Crunch. It's Dre. Cliff, what's going on?
Andre Thomas.
How's it going?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. What's going on, bro?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. How you doing during this pandemic?
Man, I'm just shut down like everybody else. You know, just trying to play it easy. I did
right.
have a question about that race, though, because I'm not clear. Because was it the DP man that paid off or made this call? Because I mean, it's kind of out of the driver's hands, ain't it?
Well, actually, I was told that the DP man did say that the turbo car, which was leading the race, won the race. And then once the guy who lost the race complained, he used, because they stipulated that if you get in my lane and I have to cut gas, you lose. He used that as an excuse not to pay. So then they kept coming up with videos. And the more I saw and the videos I saw, I couldn't tell that he crossed lanes. I just can tell he was.
Let me be the attorney on this one. Andre, you saw that video probably and some. So I wouldn't really ask Crunch or anybody else what they saw, what they think, because like Crunch asked
no,
me,
no,
what
see,
did I
here,
think?
Here you go. You speaking out of turn. I asked the man about
no,
a DP
listening.
Man. I don't know nothing about
I'm
the video.
I'm listening to you, man. You put,
I didn't ask him about no video.
Fellas, listen. I started the show off by saying, in these times right now, we're going to put all the little, you know, difficulties and discernments we have
Frank,
for each other to the side. So listen, just
rock,
listen.
This show rock and roll,
right.
man. You know, it's, you know,
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, but.
Crunch, what was my question to you? What was my question
right.
to you, Crunch?
I got about a DP. Right,
thank
but it was about
you.
A DP man.
A
and
video.
The DP man, listen, the DP man definitely, the DP man definitely changed his opinion once the guy who was losing the race decided to use that clause not to pay.
That's
so,
what I was not clear on. I don't know what Cliff is talking about, videos and
listen,
all that shit.
Right,
what do
I
want to
do with that?
I don't think none of us was there. Crunch, you wasn't there. Andre, you wasn't there. I damn sure wasn't there. So what the DP
right.
man did, anything else that I could tell you about that would be speculation, because, hell,
It's a relevant question, Cliff. I didn't know.
Well, listen,
this is how we learn.
Ask him, and then get back on the show. You know, I'm listening.
What are you talking about? Who else am I supposed to ask?
How the hell you going to ask
well, listen, Chris, was that a relevant question to you or not?
I feel it was irrelevant. I don't feel it was irrelevant. So, I mean, it wasn't a personal thing. So, I respect
thank
where you're
you.
Coming from. If
thank
you're trying
you.
To get down to some answers, and some truth, then you need to ask whatever you need to ask.
What in hell?
But
and
I don't have that information.
I'm trying to find out, was there a DP man involved? And what was
right.
well,
get,
not,
well,
get the DP man. Get the DP man on the phone, then that on the show, then that would clear all this thing.
Well, I don't even know who it was.
Neither do I.
right. Well, listen.
Well, see, this is how we learn.
Well,
nobody
listen.
Asked the question. I did.
Right, but listen.
Now,
we're not here to bicker. And
no,
I don't want to
no,
have to turn
no,
the mic off. Right. What it boils down to is, in street racing, we've seen it all. If you've done this thing and you've been involved, you've taken your losses, you got your wins, people use a lot of different things in order not to pay. But when you get whooped, because I've been whooped by a long shot, when you get whooped and it was undisputedly an ass whooping, you look bad when you try to get out of not paying that money and use a stick.
Oh, sure you do.
It just looks bad. That's right. That was my point of bringing it up as a topic tonight because it was just fresh off of Facebook. And, you know, it's important. Even though, like I said earlier in the disclaimer, we do not condone street racing. Right, fellas?
Of course not.
Right.
And listen,
right.
Not only do I not condone street racing, I couldn't tell you yes or no on who did what because I was never there to see it. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
I got you, sir. I got you, sir. So now, here's the next question I have for you guys tonight. I got like 26 callers. The callers are coming in, but nobody's hitting this button. Now I see what the button looks like, so I can tell as soon as they hit it, I'll be able to hit them. If anybody has anything to say or add, just hit the one button, and I'll jump right on you. But here's my next question. Now, the South seems like they're not really taking the precautions like we do up here when it comes to the mask and the social distancing and not too many crowds. So how is that going to affect the racing game once they open everything back up and tracks start opening back up? How is that going to affect the racing game? What do you guys think?
Well, I'm seeing there's an acceleration of cases in North Carolina right now because of that. You know what I'm saying? They're not taking this shit seriously. And they're going to pay for it.
Oh, so man. Who knows
what's going to happen within the next couple of weeks? You know what I'm saying? If we're going to be in 3 weeks to a month back to lockdown, shit, this is what's going to be. Because nobody took it seriously.
Right. Okay. I understand what you're saying. And I've been shopping, like, to go get some groceries. And people are looking at me like, why do I have an attitude when they get too close to me? And I'm thinking, I thought it was everybody that was social distancing. So if you get too close to me, I don't want to be there.
Nobody's
taking it seriously. So I can imagine. Yeah. And I'm saying I see that they're doing no fans. So it's racing going on. They might have racing going on with no fans. It's like sports. They're talking about basketball with no fans. Football with
only
no fans.
Only for a small period of time. Only, you know, the city officials, man, they are going to open this thing back up. And guess what? The decision is going to be on each and every individual, rather than not if you want to be a part of it or not.
Right.
I got
another mic. I'm going to put both of you guys on the listen again. Hit the one button if you want to talk again.
Just let them in.
But I got feedback. I hear a lot of feedback. So it's two. I got three mics open. I'm going to talk to him and I'm going to hit y'all right back up. I'm going to talk to one more guy. All right. All right. I put both of them back. Boom, boom. 2230. Your mic is hot.
Brother Crunch, how are you? It's Kevin Hunt.
Hey, Mr. Hunt, how are you?
I am okay, my man. I am A-okay. And hope everybody else out there is doing well and following directions.
Oh, okay. Well, you know that was my next question. How are you doing during this pandemic, my man?
Man, shit. Believe me, I was in the house since January, bruh. I stopped moving. Since January, basically. I just go out for the essentials, stuff like that, around the fellas. You know, I ain't been around there that much. If I'm there, I'm mask gloved and 10 feet away. I go up there, you know, around, pay my rent on my garage and keep it moving, man.
Right. Well, that's good to know, man. And I pray for you and your family and your friends and you know.
My wife had surgery and she was out of work since January. She just recently back because she's in the medical field. And she went back like 3 weeks ago Monday and she tested negative on Tuesday, meaning she never, because it's just been her and I. Like, you know, if I go out, I'm the only one in my car. She's been in here. So when she went back to the hospital, she had to get tested and she came back negative, which is a blessing and a curse, meaning that she never was had the virus in itself. So that's a good thing. But the bad thing is, since you never had it, you're susceptible to get it.
Right, right. I understand. I understand. You know, well, we'll be praying for it regardless, bro.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good thing when people test, you know, they test negative and they say, oh, I'm good. But that's a good thing. But the fact is, you're still susceptible to get it from somebody. And
I was watching
some of that Darlington stuff. You know, it was nice, but man, I'm telling you, when it comes to us at the track, me, my personal thinking, that's bullshit about that social distance, man. I watched that thing, and I believe the only person I seen with a mask on was Pro Spock Joe for one time. And as you know, when that money's on the line, like when Salt and Pepper was racing, the brothers was down there shoulder to shoulder. So, and that's what I've been saying. There's no way you're going to stop people from being on top of you, especially when there's a money race. It's just like Baldy's race, man. I look at it the same way.
Right.
They tell him on the line, it's going to be that way. They can stop the fans from coming in, but the minute them cars go to the line, they shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, I can imagine, bro. I saw that, and I was a little I was happy to see the racing now, but I was a little disappointed because at the end of the day, I'm sitting here with an afro because I will not let my barber touch my hair because I don't want to be around him or his barbershop. And I feel like it's just to protect my own family and my own surroundings, I can wait until it's safer for me to take that chance to get a haircut. So that's the same thing I have to do for drag racing. I have to wait till it's safer because I love drag racing just like the next man, but it's not to the point where I'm going to jump out there and risk catching coronavirus, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I feel you. I feel the same way.
So I put Cliff and Andre back in. I don't know which one of them had feedback, but they're all back in. Everybody's back in. And anybody that wants to talk,
second part of that question I had to ask you, Crunch, you touched on something. You said Long Island Joe, and he's not having his race or something. You alluded to that. What was that about? Or he? Because I know he had something like
whatever was scheduled for this weekend, they're not opening up for that race.
All right.
And Joe just told me to tell everybody that, you know, he hit me last minute, so we pray that Joe is okay and everything. I don't know if he, you know, whatever's going on, maybe it was a work situation or whatever, but he hit me last minute and told me to come on. And the only instructions he gave me was basically just tell everybody that that particular race is not happening this weekend because the track is not opening yet. It's too soon, so they're not open.
Okay.
I just want everybody to hear that because, you know, this is his show. He's the boss. You know, I'm just in here to co-host and try to have a little fun for an hour with some people that like minds and drag race.
Well, if Swizz not on here because Swizz was locked in with Cliff and Butch, so I can reach out to Swizz in case he's not on the show, you know, and let him know.
Oh, okay. So they had a race locked in.
Yeah. Cliff had two. Supposed to be for the 24.
Oh, okay. Right, right. Oh, okay. Yeah. You're right. I'm thinking, you know what? It's my birthday weekend, and I'm forgetting. Yeah, okay. You're right. The time is flying, and I don't even know. Sometimes I wake up, and I got to ask or look at the phone to see if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been crazy, man. It's been crazy. But, Mr. Hunt, you are,
yes, sir.
You know, I'm a bug. I'm a small fry. I was affiliated to some big dogs. But, in the scheme of things, you are a big dog on the East Coast, my man. So with that being said, I need you to tell me, what do you think is going to be happening with the racing and traveling south since the South? What do you think is going to happen? Like, what, they're not taking it seriously. What's going to happen with them? You know, they hold the title for the most tracks in a certain mile radius, and that's where the activity is. What do you think is going to happen? What's your prediction?
Yeah, well, I think they're going to continue to rock and roll. They're going to continue to, like, I can't say they're taking it lightly, but they're just not taking it serious as a lot of us. And when this second wave hit, because it's going to hit. I mean, you can look at Texas. They release shit, and I'm following the stats every day, and I'm like, okay, that shit done jumped up. It's going to come back. And as far as the guys up here, I mean, if you want to race that bad to go down there and take a chance, hey, more power to you. But they're going to continue. They're not changing their program. I mean, they're going full steam ahead like everything is good. And that's the point I keep bringing up. They can stop all the spectators in the world from coming in the track. And they can have, like, well, I was told it was only five people per pit crew. So if you had a car, you had five people. But
right.
when they was like when Salt and Pepper had them races, and you look at it, it was just like Baldy's race, shoulder to shoulder, everybody on the line, no mask. So
right,
like I
right.
said, it only takes that one person down there to have that. And so, you know, that's the whole thing of it. There's no way that a track can open up and say, okay, we're going to do this thing social distancing. It can't happen. It's impossible.
Right. Right. I see what you're saying. That's why they're leaning towards no fans in the stands type of deal and just do the streaming, live streaming for the races that's going through. So that's what it looks like it may boil down to. But here's another question for the people. It says I have 29 callers on this thing. I have three mics open. That's Andre, Cliff, and Mr. Hunt. If anybody wants to say anything, hit the one button, and I'll definitely see it pop up and I'll get to you. But here's my question to the audience and to you three too. What do we
okay.
do as car people? What do we do as car people with the current situation that you probably would never tell anybody, but it had to do with the cars because you just missed that vehicle so much? What do y'all do?
Well, who going to take the lead on this one?
I mean, I don't understand the question.
Well, what I'm
it's
saying
like,
is, did you go out and sit in the car and go through the gears at least while it's sitting there parked? Did you do that, son?
You know what? No, I didn't. I had other little things to tinker with, though. I'm just getting
right. That's what I'm trying to get to. Like, what are the car things people are not going to really tell nobody? But now since I asked, they might as well just do it.
I'm gonna clear that one up. I'm still turning wrenches like a motherfucker, and I will cut loose on a local. And I have cut loose on the local blocks since March.
Cliff, you turned it loose on the street?
You damn right.
How'd it feel, son?
Listen, it feel like I'm probably getting ready to hook this trail up, inshallah, before mid-June and head south just for kicking.
Oh, together. Okay. Oh, so when you went,
you know,
when you popped them gears, it felt like you got some action going on. You ready?
Listen, like I said, shit. Listen, of course I'm ready. Shit, listen, I'm locked and loaded because Sunday was the day.
Right, I understand.
June 12th, Triggerman having his, and I don't know if it's a rental. No, Triggerman having a race, so it ain't a rental. So if you really, like I said, anybody wants to really, you know, just go out there for test whatever, remember Triggerman's having his June 12th. Because nothing up here is doing anything.
Right, right.
No.
Okay.
Listen, Jersey,
well, look.
Jersey all the way down. Jersey's done. You know.
Right. Well, listen.
Delaware
I'm going.
13,
I'm,
they still doing stuff.
I'm going to be honest with you, right? I'm going to tell y'all right now. My son, you know, he won that truck. He put a motor in it. He's out riding around open headers in his truck with registration insurance, having the time of his life. I'm going to tell y'all what I did, right? I went outside 3:00 in the morning and washed and waxed my car and couldn't tell if I had got it right or not till the next day. And I came out the next day and I had missed so many spots, it was ridiculous. But I couldn't sleep. And I went on out there and waxed that car because I'm feeling it. Like, I really just need to, I really know I'm a car guy. And
yeah.
It's a little different. Like women have high heels and pocketbooks. Certain animal lovers, they have pets, pit bulls. Car lovers have these toys. We have our toys.
I agree with you. When you posted up, you showed that Bentley, that white Bentley. I don't know what I'm still dreaming about that. That one you showed, it was a white Bentley. There was a black convertible. You took some pictures
with a
couple of them. It was in a lot.
Yeah. That's a place I go to on Route 46 when I get bored and I need to drive and have a, you know how sometimes you just got to take a ride, get away from the home or the house. I take a ride down there and I go on their parking lot. And they usually get on the microphone and say, you know, you're not allowed on this property. And I stay there and take my pictures anyway because those cars are amazing up front. And that car you're talking about was $299,000.
Yeah, that was a gorgeous car.
Yeah, that, and it was a 2020. So I like to look at stuff like that. You know, certain people can afford them. You know, a lot of entertainers and basketball players, now they have those all around their cribs. Well, I don't get to see that type of stuff. You know, so when I go up there, I enjoy looking at it and dreaming. Maybe one day I will be lucky enough. Tonight I played the Mega Man, so who knows?
Who knows exactly? But I know a lot of guys, like you said, what are you doing now as far as, you know, racing? Because, you know, by now, everybody, they'd have been, like, Cliff would have probably been to the track testing or before this race. And everybody's, like,
right. They
just, like, edgy. And I wasn't really like that. Jason got me pumped. Jason put that fire up under me. It was fun. I ain't been up to my garage in Long Island in a minute. So I happened to go up there one Sunday because I sold my enclosed trailer. So I'm up there, and Russell's like, yo, you want to hear the car? I said, well, I ain't heard this thing in a minute. So he started it up, and they took a video. You know, we was out there bullshit. And it felt good. So wouldn't you know it, the next Tuesday, here go Jason, you know, putting Superman picture. So I know what that means because me and Jason, we go back and forth. So Jason puts the Superman picture up there. So then I had to come back at him with a look. Before you know it, we done talked ourselves into supposed to be running this year. And I was like, Jason, thank you. You put that fire back in me. I was up there. I was starting to get shit done. And then what happens now? This fucking Corona shit. So I was like, man, because usually I'm like, them fucking cars paid for. They in a garage. It don't cost me nothing. I move on to other shit because this supposed to be my travel time. You know, with the granddaughters and the great-grandkids, this was my travel time. I had no inkling about going out there and racing again. Like I said, I told Russell, anytime you want to take that fucking car and you board, go ahead, man. And if something come up, I'll just give you some money and you just go ahead and do what you do. But I wasn't interested in it. Like I said, I'm like that. I was on the other shit. But Jason put that fire up under me, and I was like, okay, I haven't felt that in a while. So I was getting ready for that, and then this shit happened. And it kind of like now is like back to square one again, Crunch.
Right. Okay. Well, listen. Long as you get excited, you know what it takes to get you excited. Because Jason has a history of doing this thing we love. I mean, I've been watching Jason since I was young when he was driving back in the day. So I've been
telling
people,
me
it's in them. Then you look at their fathers, and then you look at
I could not imagine. Yeah, I was like, you know, you see, because I've been in the house, and I'm not that computer guy, but you see, I be finding stuff from way back when, like the old Jacks, and I happened to run across that one Tippy Toe ran, you know, way back in, what was that, 2008 or whatever, and I didn't realize Jason's been doing that, and I joke with Drew. I said, well, fuck, when did Jason start driving? At 7, and Drew told me, he was 6. His first race was on Bunker Hill. You know,
yeah.
So
when you
I'm
post
like,
that stuff, when you post that stuff at night, bro, I sit up there all night and watch that stuff.
And there's stuff I can't.
You know.
I'm tracking down right now because I know, God rest him, Big Kid Man. There wasn't much videos, but I know people got like that they was filming with their cameras and stuff, Betamax, whatever. And that's the one I pulled up with John. That came off when Tippy Toe was driving the Nova. That's one of them. Walter Mann sent me one. So there's a lot of them. And I'm trying to find a man. I'm going in and out of these websites trying to pull all this old stuff. Because that's our history.
Yeah. I told my son to try to send you what he had. But I guess he doesn't have too much of the Legend Killer car except for what we put on there from that the race with HD. But rest in peace, Big Kid. I started the show off saying rest in peace, Big Kid, John SQ. I mean, we can name a lot of them. Big Simon, Sean, man, Roger. I mean, we can name a whole lot of people. The guy just passed away from Patterson. I mean, in our racing game over the years, we've always been a family amongst family, even though we had rivalries, Patterson, New York, Long Island, you name it. Philly boys come up, you know, the New York boys. We had a whole lot of rivalries, but at the end of the day, we all connected through drag racing and these vehicles that we call toys. And it's a beautiful thing. Girls, too. The girls are out here riding these bikes. You know, we got the girls out here doing their thing, riding these bikes and driving these cars. So, you know, that's why I put gals, guys and gals, because there's some girls out here that'll rip a motherfucker up on on that tree, that pro tree. Well, fellas, how much time we got left? We got 16 minutes, right? We're talking about a lot. We're going through a lot. You know, I would say I'm not a religious person to some people who don't go to church and all that, but I am a religious person in the sense that I believe in God and I believe in a higher power, and I pray that all of us live through this craziness so we can protect our kids and let our kids keep on going and living and enjoying life in the beautiful American way that we wanted the best for them. But it's a little scary these days. And if you don't vote, you actually do vote by not voting. So I'm telling y'all to get out. We got to get this guy out of office for our kids' sake, our kids' kids' sake, and the future of our people. We got to get this guy out of office. So I just got to throw that in there. And because I hear a lot of people when they say, when I hear somebody say, oh, I'm not voting, that vote don't count. There are people who died just so you can vote. So for that reason alone, make sure you go vote. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to get into the politics. And
how long is the show today?
The show is only an hour because I have the 15 more minutes left. The reason I couldn't go another half an hour is because I have a my cousin does live on Tuesday nights. Yeah, DJ Mustafa, so I got to be ready for him because we got a little thing we do, and I got to jump on that. But, just to host this show, let me tell you something. Just to host this show, I feel privileged because Joe calls me with so much confidence, it keeps me in the game. I haven't been racing. I sold my car after 24 years. And
you sold that Camaro?
People always ask me, why did you? Yeah, man, I sold that car.
Really?
And Well, Mr. Hunt, the real reason why I sold it, the last race I had was a $200 DP with the guy. He was coming up from down south to race to Vega. I had my motor on the dyno, right? I spent all that money and broke the motor on the dyno for them to tell me I was still responsible for that motor that I hadn't even gotten yet.
Whoa.
So that kind of turned me off, and I vowed I'm not spending that kind of money in racing anymore until I get different things sorted out in my life. So I had to get rid of that car because over 24 years, if I had had that money that I put into that car over 24 years, I'd be a rich man right now. So I felt like if I got rid of it, I won't spend the money in it. So my son put it on the internet. Whatever he did, he sold it. And then about 2 months later, he buys it back. Why? I don't know what he was thinking. But, you know, I needed to get that car out of my life so that I could start from scratch, even though I love the car to death. The car did me swell over the years. But I just saw that red and black Camaro Tony Bynes' friend just put up. Did y'all see that Camaro?
Yes.
Now, if you're into Camaros, mine was a 68. I don't know what year Dre's Firebird is. If you're into
mine,
Camaros.
It's your second 68, and my Camaro 68? Was 67.
67, okay. Let me tell you, that red Camaro, that Tony Bynes friend, with the, I guess his airbrush to look like a vinyl top. The prettiest Camaro. That's the prettiest Camaro I've seen in my life right there, man.
That shit is straight.
And red doesn't really strike me that tough. They did a good job. Legend Killer was tough always to me, but that right there, that was tough, tough. I got to give him his props. I don't know who the guy is or what his name is, but I got to give him his props. So with that being said, I don't know what's going on with the old Legend Killer, what they call it now, the Kalista?
That thing done have five names. It ain't been the same since it left home, so to speak, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, you know. Big kid, I'll be honest with you guys, and shout out to Bull and whoever else, EP. You know, we pray for EP. We know where he's going to be, but he's a fighter. He's strong. And all these guys, man, even Mark Riddick, Harry O, who, you know, we had our differences, but Harry O, I see these guys, they all played a significant part in the success of the Legend Killer car. Whether they knew it or not, they all played a specific part in it. And I'll never forget being a part of that team and being undefeated on that level and meeting the kind of people that I was meeting because of Big Kid and John SQ and Bull. And it's just a amazing. If I could tell you guys some of the stories, like I could write a book. I wrote a book. I got a book coming out about love and romance, 6/15/2020, called My Butterfly. That's about love and my relationships going on national TV. So that's my first book. I'm going to write a book one day about drag racing and what it means to me and the people that influenced me since I was a little kid growing up. And we all have them, because I know you guys do. It was somebody that turned you on to some drag racing, and you've been hooked ever since.
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this, Crunch. I write a book every time I get off this show. I'll be cussing for 3 fucking days, man, after this show.
Well, Cliff, you letting the enemy get to you, Cliff, where you out here cursing to yourself when you get off the phone?
That was actually a little humor. I'm good to go now, Crunch, because you know what? My game is airtight, better than it's ever been. And you know what? A joker ain't going to understand, you know, how it happened. You know, I can't say it
right.
No more simple.
Well, Cliff, I'm a firm believer that everybody gets their time to shine, no matter who it is. And I've seen
you shine,
bro. So you've gotten your time, and who's to say if you ain't going to shine some more? So I've seen everybody. You know, we've had rivalries from here to wherever. Everybody gets their time to shine, and I believe it. I see it all the time. I look at my son, man. My son does what we love, and the way we used to do it times 10. That's all he thinks about. Cars and that other thing. We ain't going to talk about that five-letter word, begin with a P, end with a Y. That's all he thinks about.
I got you.
So when people say to me, well, what you expect? He was following y'all. I'm saying, damn, they right. You got me. You know, but it's a good thing, though, because my son, I'm proud of him. I love that boy. He could have went all kind of ways, and he didn't. He's still a great dude. I'm trying to get him to stop cursing as much as he curses. But other than that, that boy is a good kid, and I love him to death. He's a grown man now. He'd be 25 this year, but to me, he's always a kid.
Time flies.
Yeah, time flies. I remember he was at the track, little boy, 2-3 years old. No, I'll tell you the funniest shit ever. When I lost to Lamont Duster, my car only went 108. To the eighth, and it only went 108 in the quarter, and I never cut gas. That's how messed up my oil leak was. So we're in the truck going home. I done lost $5,000. I look in the back seat. I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Dad, you ain't tell me you was giving them the break." I almost crashed my dually when that boy said that. I said, "It was a head up race." He said, "Not from where I was sitting." I said, "Boy." He made me so mad, but he made me laugh at the same time. That was funny. I got my ass cut that day, that's for sure. But, you know, we live and we learn. I'll be 49 next week. I'm happy in the sense that, you know, my parents, let me just say this, very emotional situation for me. My parents are in North Carolina. I can't get to my parents. That hurts because I can talk to them. I can see them with the Zoom thing and all that video stuff. But not being able to go down there and see my parents, and even if I drove down there, I'd be putting them at risk with the coronavirus because I'm coming from up here with this many cases. It hurts my heart that I can't see my parents right now. So that's what I'm dealing with, you know. But some people have lost their parents, so I can't be too mad. I still have to be humble and grateful that God still has my parents here for me. So I'm telling y'all, whatever you do, you got to gripe, grind, this and that with this and that family member. Now might be the time to let that slide a little bit, because these days I've never seen it. Two guys from the port that worked together died on the same day. When I saw that kind of hurt my heart, because I just partied with one at Southern Comfort across the street from White Castle, and I couldn't believe that he passed away. So the coronavirus is serious. I read the conspiracy theories. I'm with everybody on whatever. But the death toll numbers don't lie. So whether they're dying from it or not, if it increased their risk, whatever happens, people are dying. So we have to be very careful in everything we do. Everything. It's very important. So not to get all emotional, but fellas, we got 7 minutes. And anybody want to say anything, say what you want to say. Because right now I'm just happy Joe Gray gave me a chance to talk to you guys and speak. So what's on you guys' mind? I got three people on this line. Let's go. What's on your mind? Holla.
Well, you know what? Officially, I'm not going to offer or ask nobody about racing no more, and I'd appreciate nobody to do that to me, you know, during this pandemic situation, because you know what? It done slowed down. I'm not slowed down, but, you know, events have been shut down, and you know what? I don't want to put myself through that no more, and I don't, you know, and that's as simple as that, you know, because I'm not a hothead, but you know what? I'm not really one to turn down a race either. But you know what? In a situation like this, you know what? Once, twice, you know, after the second time, you know what? I gotta shut up. There comes a time where you know what? You gotta keep quiet. And so I'm acknowledging that today, that you know what? I'm officially gonna shut the hell up. You know, what I do, you know, with the car on the side, no big deal. But I'm not offering nobody nothing, and I don't need nobody to offer me nothing. I'm good. You know, and that's basically how that stands with me. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I respect that. Andre, what's on your mind, man?
Oh, man, I'm just real pleased to hear you discuss the family thing, mom and pop. I'm glad they're doing well.
Right.
God bless them both.
Right.
And, you know, touching base on, you know, basically everything that you just hit, you know, hit and got on, you know what I'm saying? Racing's going to be racing, and it's going to come back. So, you know, it's nothing we can do. We just got to wait it out. You know, let's be adults
right.
about this. We got to be the adults in the room. Be smart. That's all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Kevin, what's on your mind, man?
Voting thing as well, too. Everybody gotta pull that lever, man. You got to do what we got to do. We got to get this fool up out of here, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Mr. Hunt, we got four minutes, man.
I'll close it out, Dan. I'm just like everybody else, man. Like I said, I was, like, just comfortable in my so-called retirement, and Jason put that flame back on me and then got all excited in this. And then, like I said, here this shit come, and it kind of, you know, kind of put me back, especially because, like, everybody, all us racers, like Cliff been putting, he been wanting to do these races, and he been putting his money and time in it, and then it's been, like, one letdown after another, not his, you know, not on him, but because of the track situation. And that's why I tried to explain, like, with Swizz. I said, Swizz, you shouldn't even be thinking about locking nothing in, man, because – you don't know how long this shit going to carry on. Now, actually, these races were supposed to start in March in Fayetteville. And look where we are. We about there, you know, we headed into June. So it's like, so old Jack like us, man, we just sit back. Like this is like the old movie I watched where the cop told the young boy said, let's go down there and screw that bull. And the cop said, nah, let's walk down there and fuck them all. Old man wisdom.
Yeah, that's an age old adage right there. Boy.
Yeah, that's, like
that
I said, old heads remember shit like that. Like I said, so
colors,
just relax, man. Like Andre said, this shit gonna come back to us. You can't force it. Just wait it out. Now, if you, like I said, there's tracks open. Crunch pointed out they doing their thing in the South. Like everything is good, nothing's changed. But you know, is it worth it?
Right. Yeah. We're gonna pray for them too, because it's a little different from them, so we can't blame them. They're not seeing what we see up here in the North when you have New York, New Jersey, with the amount of people that are in one area. It's a little different than in the South when houses are a mile apart. So it's a little different. They don't see what we see. But once they realize what's going on, I think that they'll jump right on it and change for the better.
No, those states in question has Republican governors. So you know what that shit's about. Because the first thing they talk about, let's open up some barbershops, nail salons, and bowling and pool. Now, you know, where certain people frequent. They wasn't talking about, like, you know, open up certain places, like they doing the NASCAR thing without crowds. They ain't bringing crowds in there.
Right.
So, you know, so it's a big difference. Like I said, you gotta look at the big picture.
That's true. I definitely, you know, we got to deal with the facts. And some people can argue about a lot of things, but you can't argue with the facts. So as long as the facts are true, then we can work with that. But we're down to 1 minute and 45 seconds, fellas. I appreciate each one of you calling and hitting the one button. And all, I have 27 callers online, and I hope we did a good job for an hour. I just try to be myself and come on here. And I also want to let everybody know, if you haven't joined my Instagram – It's at author, because I'm a writer, author James Rodman on Instagram. Jump on it and support a brother, because I have a little book coming out about love. You're going to see what I went through in my lifetime. So, and we all been through that, much less drag racing. Everybody's been through love. But we're going to leave on this one note. We're going to pray for everybody that lost somebody, who everybody that's sick, and everybody that's going through something, because you never know what these job situations, unemployment. We pray that everybody finds a way to make it through. So, our Father who art in heaven, thy be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us for our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And brothers in drag racing, y'all made my night tonight. I appreciate it. I really needed this. I appreciate it, because now I'm smiling. And I might just be out here looking for me a little streetcar to ride around, because my son is out here with open headers riding around in his truck having the time of his life. But thank you guys very much. We got 20 seconds. I'm out of here. I hope everything is well. And God bless you and your families and your friends and anybody that needs a blessing. Throw it that way. Love y'all. Take care. I'll let you later.
Amen. Hey. Amen.
Change gonna come.